blessing. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you, from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 147, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Oh, save me by thy name, and judge me in thy might, O God. Now grant my urgent claim acceptance in thy sight. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter 147. Scripture reading for this morning hour can be found in the Gospel according to Matthew, thereof the 7th chapter, the first 20 verses. Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 20. But first we will read the Holy Law of God according to Exodus 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, and that thy days may be long upon the land in which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, and thou shalt not commit adultery, and thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. And thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Matthew chapter 7. Judge not, and that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye mete, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again, and rend you. ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. So far the reading of God's holy word. We hope to remember in prayer this morning Mrs. Van Heerden, who was brought to the Fort McLeod Special Development Unit, and Mr. Hank Arnold Dusen, who has been in the hospital in this past week. Also, Mr. Case Alleman, who must go back into the hospital on Tuesday. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and the help of the Lord. O Lord of heaven and of earth, we have read a portion of thy holy word in this morning. And what can we say to thee? Every tree known by its fruits, and thou knowest all that our life brings forth, Lord. And then that evil tree cannot bring forth good fruit. Oh, it is a wonder that we are not cut down by thee. When our life and our heart that brings forth nothing but mire and dirt, Lord, it is only in and through thine only begotten Son, and through that work which he has done to merit for thy people a different fruit. Oh, he has brought forth righteousness. He has brought forth a goodness. He has brought forth justice. And then in a just way, thy people will be saved, despite what they are, and despite what they remain in themselves. Lord, wilt thou give us all together instruction in the knowledge of ourselves before the holy countenance of thee, who art our maker and who art our judge, but all may it be that thou may be also our Father, as we have read also out of thy word, and thou wilt be a Father unto thy own children, those who are engrafted into thine only begotten Son, and who come into that new and that blessed relation. O Lord, wilt thou remember us? And thou dost say, ask, and ye shall receive. O Lord, look on us. We are together in this morning, and we know not how to ask, and we know not how to seek, and we know not how to knock aright. But, Lord, it is thy house that we may be in, and it is thy holy day set aside by thee, and for that purpose, that we might worship thee. And, Lord, we cannot do that either anymore, because we have fallen in our father Adam. But, Lord, thou can make it so different. Oh, that thou would grant us new life. Oh, that in the heart of each and every one of us may come a holy longing, and that we may return again, and that we may be forgiven, and that we may be washed, and that we may be cleansed, and that we may be brought again into that blessed communion with our Maker and our Creator. Oh, that thou would make thy dear Son precious and necessary and also suitable unto each and every one of us. Oh, that he may become altogether lovely and the chiefest among 10,000 in our eyes. Oh, give us to see that it is by him alone, and that we are able to come again into that blessed communion with God. Oh, give us to feel day by day that missing of thee, and that we have departed from thee. Give us to know that we deserve to be cut off to that great and never-ending eternity. Lord, look on all thy children. Thou knowest also where they are and what is the burden that lies upon their heart. Lord, thou thyself hast called them with that irresistible calling of thy Holy Spirit. Oh, they would never have sought after thee. Oh, they also in times past were even as the Gentiles that did walk after the flesh. Oh, thou didst make a difference where there was no difference. Thou stopped them. Thou didst turn them about. Thou gavest them a cry out of a deep need. Oh, thou worked where they would never have sought after thee. Lord, oh, thou knowest now also their condition. Because they would never and they could never have turned themselves the first time. But thou knowest how they can so easy depart from thee to serve all the idols that are in this world. And then they are not able to return again. Oh, we can read it in thy word. And then they were brought into captivity. They did hang their harps upon the willows, but they had no power to deliver themselves out of that prison wherein they had brought themselves by their own sin and fault. Lord, thou thyself had to deliver them. Oh, give a cry to thy church in the condition that she may be in even in this day, that even she may long to come again. Oh, that thou would come also by renewal in their hearts, and that wilt thou work with might and with power, and give a rejoicing where there is a deserving of a sorrowing. Lord, instruct each and every one of thy children. Oh, look on each and every one of us in all the needs of this life. There are many that have been afflicted. Look on that old mother who is in the hospital being cared for in this day. And may thou look on her in her afflicted state. And may thou strengthen her and heal her in the body. May thou visit her in the place where she may be. And wilt thou instruct her in that one thing that is needful. Oh, that not only the body, but also that her heart may be broken by thee. And that she may seek for that physician that alone can heal her. Look on him also. And that was several times in the hospital in this past week. And thou dost make it well again. Lord, wilt thou give him a thankful heart? And may thou visit him also in this day. Look on all that are afflicted, also him that must go into the hospital again. Wilt thou guide the hands of the physicians once again? Wilt thou give healing? Wilt thou give wisdom to all those that care for him and look on him together with his wife in the climbing of their years and in the breaking down of their bodies? Lord, look on all those that are afflicted. Wilt thou supply in all the needs of the body when we experience day by day that we have sinned against thee and that we have brought into this world all kind of suffering and misery? Oh, that also the cause may be brought home unto us and that we may be given to bow under all thy ways. But that in all our affliction we may be brought to seek our Maker again. Lord, look on our children, the youth. Wilt thou be with them when there is no school in the weeks to come? Or wilt thou keep them from all danger and accident, evil and sin? Cause them to walk in thy ways. And all that thou may give, that there may be a desire in their heart to study and to read thy word, and that they may be drawn in the days of their youth to remember their Creator. Wilt thou also look on all those that mourn, those that have lost loved ones? Also, the father, we remember of some in our midst that was brought to the hospital with the news of serious illness. Lord, may thou look on him also and supply in the needs of body and soul. Oh, the needs of the bodies are many, but wilt thou give us to feel something this day of the need of our soul? Oh, it is thy Sabbath day. Lord, it is that again we have entered into a new week. And we are one step closer upon our journey that we are traveling to a never-ending eternity. Oh, that may be bound upon our heart this day. Because we cannot die as we have been born. Oh, that it may be bound with urgency and with need upon our souls. That we may be given to cry. That we may be given to sigh. And that we may have no rest for the foot of our soul on this journey, on our pathway, until we may know that only comfort in life and death. Lord, wilt thou go with us in this morning when we are called to bring a little portion of thy word, and thou knowest all our circumstances. Lord, Thou art above everything. Oh, we beseech Thee for a little portion of Thy Holy Spirit. And may Thou have yet a purpose in all the way wherein Thou dost lead us for this congregation. Oh, may it be for this one or for that one that this portion must be brought in this morning hour, and that there may be fruit upon Thy holy word by Thy Spirit. Lord, forgive all that is sinful and be among us undeservedly for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 115, stanzas 1 through 4, as pants the heart for streams of living water, as so longs my soul, O living God, for Thee. I thirst for Thee, and for Thee my heart is yearning. When shall I come Thy gracious face to see? The last collection today is for the school. Psalter 115, stanzas 1 through 4. Congregation, finally, after a long time, the five foolish virgins came to the end of their journey. And there they found themselves standing at a closed door. They thought that they had been on the right way. But now they realized that they were horribly mistaken. Solomon says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Our heart that is so deceitful above all things, and it is desperately wicked. Not only so, but the devil himself, he goes about not only as a roaring lion, but as an angel of light, seeking whom he may devour. There is a way that is so, so close to the right way, and yet it is not the right way. And with what ought we to be more concerned as we are on our life's journey than to know that we are indeed upon that right way? And how may we know this? Then we have also direction in the Word of God that is from the Lord Himself concerning the knowledge, the marks of that right way, and that with the Lord's help we wish to consider with you in this morning out of the words of our text, which you can find in Matthew 7, and thereof verses 13 and 14. Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. So far the words of our text. Our theme is distinguishing the narrow way, and then first by its entrance. And we read of that entrance that it is a straight gate. Second, by its characteristics, and that then we read that it is a narrow way, thus distinguishing that narrow way first by its entrance and second by its characteristics. And thus the Lord gives to us, congregation, a representation of our whole life, that is from the cradle to the grave. And the Lord speaks about our life in a way that we commonly know of in this world, and compares our life to a person who is making a journey, person traveling on a certain pathway. Do we ever have an impression that our life that is as a journey? Maybe, boys and girls, you take a journey soon. Maybe your mother and father take you somewhere in this summer. And then what will you do? Then you will make many plans for your journey. You will get everything ready for the traveling, and then especially for that you may be ready for that place when you are going to arrive there. But how is it now on our journey that the Lord Jesus is speaking of here? That is, on our journey of life. Do we ever consider that journey? Do we ever consider how short that journey is? Do we ever consider the purpose? Why we are traveling on this life? What is our life about? Our life is preparation. And for what are we preparing? Because the Lord Jesus speaks here about two ends. Two places where those pathways are leading. What are they? He speaks about destruction and about life. Thus he speaks about hell and about heaven. He speaks about eternal death and about eternal life. He speaks about an eternal separation from God and an eternal communion with God. Two ends. Only two ends. Do we believe that? Or in our minds and in our life, then we make many more divisions. We say, well, and there are those who are out in the world and they are wicked people. There are those who belong in the prisons because of their crimes. Then there are just the worldly people. And then out in the world there are also very religious people. And then not only religious, but then there are those who call themselves Christians. We would call them the modern Christians. And then there are those who are the Reformed people. We would say those who are more conservative. Then, of course, there are also God's people. And where are we among them? We don't read of so many divisions in the Word of God. No, we only read of two. We read of sheep and we read of goats. We read of good fishes and we read of bad fishes. We read of wheat and we read of tares. And now the Lord Jesus speaks also about two ways, two paths, two roads upon which we can be traveling. One, he says, that is very narrow. There are very few people on this way. That is the true church of God. The other road, he says, that is very broad. There are so many people on that road. Who is on that road? Those who are not the people of God. And they are those who are very wicked. They are those who are worldly. They are those who have no religion. But they are also those that have religion. They are those who call themselves Christians. They are also those who are very strict. They are those who are calling themselves Reformed, many, many people. They can be very, very different. But they are all traveling together. They are all in a certain way. They are all the same. Narrow, the Lord Jesus says, narrow is the way. Do you think sometimes, young people, that God's people, they are a very narrow-minded people? They don't accept so much that is in this world of the new ideas, the new philosophies, the new ways of life. the modern things end, or when someone will say that the Lord, He has worked in my heart, and they will say, "Will you tell me now how that went?" And then they are not so ready to receive so much. You say they are so narrow-minded. In a certain way, you are right. In a certain way, you are right. And why then are they so narrow-minded? Because they know something. And what do they know? They know that it is a narrow way. And they know that few find that way. They know it's not an easy way to find. They know it is not an easy way to enter. They know that it is not an easy way to walk upon. That is why. And the Lord Jesus is speaking here about a very special entrance into that narrow way. And He calls that entrance by a certain name to show us something about that entrance. And what is it that He calls it? He calls that entrance a straight gate. What does that word mean? Straight, that means narrow or restricted. Thus, He says, the very entrance to that narrow way is not very easy to find. What did the Lord Jesus say? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. Oh, how different that is than the thoughts of modern Christendom today. Then you must merely make a decision. You have to decide for Christ. You have to make a choice. And you are able to make that choice because of the common grace of the Holy Spirit that is given to every man in this world. But we read it different in the Word of God. What is now that straight gate? That straight gate that is true conversion. That is regeneration. That is that new birth. What did the Lord Jesus say? Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into that kingdom of God. That straight gate, that is a change of state. When a man goes from death, spiritual death, into spiritual life, when he is reborn, when a new life is planted in his soul, what a great change. When a man, a grown man, he becomes, as the Lord Jesus says, into a little child. When we read Bunyan, then we read how Bunyan warns about thinking that we can be walking upon that narrow way when we have never come in through that straight gate of that new birth. He portrays two men, and they, he calls them formalist and hypocrisy. And he says these two men, they came tumbling over the wall. Thus he says they did not begin at the beginning. And it seemed to be that these two, they were walking upon that narrow way. But it was not so. It was not so. No, that was their own work. They had begun with themselves. Christian says, will your practice stand a trial at the law? What do they answer? We are in as well as you. In is in. It does not matter how that we have come in. Is that true? What do you think, young people? Does it matter how that we have come in? Well, let us only read in the Word of God. What does the Lord Jesus say? He says there is a gate whereby we must come in, whereby we must enter into that kingdom of God. And that gate that is, he says, a straight gate. Thus, he says, something needs to take place in our life. Something needs to happen that is greater than our own effort is able to produce within ourselves. We cannot do it with the conversion of our father, of our mother. We cannot do it with our outward religion. We cannot do it with the knowledge of our minds. We cannot do it with our timid character, our meek character. We cannot do it with a few tears in this world. No, read our forefathers, what they have spoken of that true conversion. They speak of it, they say, a new creation, a resurrection from the dead, a making alive which God works in us without our aid, in no wise affected merely by the external preaching of the gospel or by moral suasion, but a supernatural work most powerful and at the same time most delightful, astonishing, mysterious, ineffable. That is that gate, that straight gate, that true conversion, the beginning of that spiritual life. No, we don't say that all the circumstances of that people, they are exactly the same. Oh, sometimes it happens, boys and girls, when we are young. When we are young, do you believe that? Oh, that the Lord is giving us such a tenderness of heart in our youth, just as David, who loved to sing and to play his harp upon the fields of Bethlehem. Oh, is there a boy, is there a girl? And that may say also with him, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Oh, sometimes in the tenderness of our youth, sometimes by great affliction, by great sorrow. How was that for Naomi? Oh, she says herself, she says, I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Sometimes by hard dealings, because they are so necessary to break that hard heart as a Manasseh, as a Saul of Tarsus, as a thief, then he has first to hang upon that cross. But it is beginning congregation with a new birth. Oh, then there is life where there was before death, and that is now the only way. The Lord calls it that straight gate, very narrow. Thus he does not admit any other way. Does everyone know that hour? No. How will it become manifest? It will become manifest in the fruits. We read that also. We see that further in our second thought, the characteristic of this way. For straight is the gate, and narrow is the way. What does that word mean in the Bible? That word narrow, that means to press. That is, just as when the grapes are pressed, they are squeezed, it means to afflict or to trouble. That is a constricting, a squeezing, a tightening, a pinching. Thus he says, a narrow way, that is just the opposite of what? Of that broad way. The broad way that is a spacious way. And what is lacking, what is missing upon that broad way, it is that pressing. So an easy way, a way that is leaving a person room that he may maneuver this way and that way. You don't need to stay so tight. Upon a narrow path, but there is plenty of space in order to maneuver. Now you don't need to be so strict. There must be a little bit of room for the world. There must be a little room for the pleasures. There must be a little bit of room for the entertainments of this world. We don't have to take sin so seriously. Does the Lord not know also that we are a fallen creature? The Lord, he forgives sin. Oh, you have to bend a little bit because, oh, you cannot look and appear to be so strange in this world. And you must get along a little bit through this life in this world. And salvation that is free, don't have to pay for it. Your strict life, that will not save you. No, be civil. Be civil. Don't overdo it. Love your neighbors. Be kind. Be courteous. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Congregation, will you choose that way? No, we will not choose that way. Do we choose such a way, a narrow way? Do we choose a way that is pressing? Do we desire that way for ourselves as we are walking through this world? No, we love the broad way. But it is the Lord. It is the Lord who is bringing his own church upon this narrow way. And it is the Lord who is keeping them also upon that narrow way. When their desire that is always to leave that way, then he is bringing them back again upon that narrow way. And why? Why? Because it is necessary. Because it is the only way in which the Lord may receive all his honor and all his glory. Because the Lord is a jealous God, and the Lord will not give his honor unto another. Oh, that pride of man in our fall, that was the sin of our first parents. They have tried to throw off that yoke of God, to be a God unto himself. And that is what is now remaining also in the heart of that natural man. If the Lord is going to receive the honor, he has to strip man of everything whereby he seeks to rob God of his honor. Narrow is the way, pressing. Oh, there are things. There are things upon that way that do not allow a person to rest so easily, congregation, in the night. Do you know this? What are those things that do not allow such a man on that narrow way that enters in through that straight gate to sleep so easy? Apart from God. without God in the world. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Sin and the payment for sin that is due from me to a holy and to a righteous God. What did David say? He says, my sin that is ever before me. Oh, what is it that does not allow a man to rest so easy? That is the commandment of the Lord. What do we read in the Word of God? That commandment that is exceeding broad. And when that commandment that is exceeding broad, that means that I am left only a very narrow pathway to walk. Do you know who walked that pathway, young people? That was Joseph. How shall I do this great wickedness and sin against God? He was on a narrow way. Do you know what the broad way says? Be careful, Joseph. You have a position. You're going to lose your position. Bend a little. No one will know. You have no relatives here. And oh, the husband, he is out of the house. It is a temptation. And we are not also strong against temptation. Oh, that broad way, that liberty, to go around the commandments of the Lord, to go this way or to go that way. Oh, on that broad way, we have no law except our own law. Oh, we may pay lip service to that law of God, but that is all. And then we think we can go in. We can go in with our lust. We can go in with our passions. We can go in with our religion. We can go in with this world. And we follow all our natural inclinations. But now that narrow way, oh, what is it that does not allow a man to sleep so easy in a night? That is the judgment of God. That is pressing him. I have to die, and I am not able to die and to appear before God. Congregation, do we walk upon that narrow way? Narrow is the way. When what was before all the enjoyment of that Egypt of this world that is becoming to our heart a pressing bondage. And when that labor that becomes heavier and heavier when we go over this world until our cry and our sigh is coming up to God by reason of that bondage. Narrow is the way. A pressing warfare, a going against all that is coming against us, that is on the outside but also on the inside, triple-headed enemy. The world, the devil, our flesh, pressing two nations in the womb. Cannot do the things that I would, that law in my members. Narrow is the way. Narrow in the way of self-examination. Am I his? Or am I not? Why then this evil heart of mine? Narrow is the way, often also in the way of the providences of the Lord in this life. Joseph is not. Simeon is not. And now ye will take Benjamin away. Envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Their strength is firm. There are no bands in their death. They are not in trouble as other men. Neither are they plagued like other men. Narrow is that way. Oh, and that whole enemy that is able to surround that whole city like grasshoppers. And they are allowed to mock and to say, who is now that God that is going to deliver you out of my hand? Which is driving to the knees a sigh and a cry to God that he may deliver us when we so least deserve it. Narrow is that way. Way that does not suffer a man to walk in sin so long, but is bringing a man into that land of captivity where they have to hang their harps upon the willows. And when they cannot rejoice anymore in those songs of Zion, far from God, far from his house, the Lord hiding his face, a people that are hedged up on every side, oh, they cannot break forth, cannot deliver themselves out of that prison. They are not dealt with as a bastard. To leave them go on that Broadway. No, but the Lord dealing with them as a son. As a son. The way of chastisements and leading them upon that narrow way. Let us sing. Psalter 441 through 4. In my grievous tribulation, hear my cry and supplication, O my God, who hearest prayer. Look on me in all my care, day and night in my complaining, ne'er my mournful voice restraining, I in vain with tearful eye sought relief with thee, Most High. 1 through 4 of Psalter 440. Narrow is the way. A congregation in the way of experience, then that way is always becoming narrower and narrower. That is in the way of humiliation. That is in the way of the increasing of the knowledge of myself. That is in the way of increasing poverty. Narrow is the way when I have to lose my conversion. The blessed time that I will never forget. Time of weeping, time of tenderness, a time of a heart that was going out after God with holy longings. And what does the Lord say? The Lord says, I will allure her into the wilderness. And then a pressing, when I have to learn by a painful experience what I am, what I remain in myself, when I thought was going to go so different, but yet closed eyes, and eyes that are dull, ears that are dull of hearing, and a heart that does not understand. Oh, wretched man that I am. Narrower. Narrower when I have to experience myself as being what the Lord calls in His Word a bullock that is unaccustomed to the yoke, because that carnal mind is enmity against God, is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. And when I find that I am not so ready to bow under that will of God as I thought that I was. Narrower when that justice of God in my life that is coming more and more, the older that I become, more and more into the foreground, and that is pressing. Narrow way when I have to weep as Peter did weep in the loss of all my own strength, and in the loss of all of my own zeal, and in the loss of all of my own faithfulness. But what does the Lord say? He says, I will overturn it until he come whose right it is. Oh, David, he has the anointing of the Lord. He has the promise of the Lord. But it had to go in a narrow way, so that he expects in himself, there is but a step between me and death. I shall one day perish yet at that hand of Saul. Oh, narrow. And not only narrow, but narrower and narrower. Oh, when we have rejoiced at the sending of a Moses, and we thought very soon that we are now going to be delivered. But what happens? The bondage increases. And then to feel and to know and to experience what is lying in my heart, that rebellion. Because our savor that is abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh and of all his servants. Oh, narrower and narrower, how much congregation can a man go through? Temporary faith cannot go through it. temporary faith returns again as a sow to the wallowing in the mire. No man can go through it, but the Lord will bring his people through it. Because he is as a refiner of the silver. And he is going to bring that church through that narrow way, and he will bring them forth in the end as gold. Narrower and narrower until when? Until he brings them into the impossibility. That is not on the broad way. Until he brings them to the full and the complete acknowledgement of their sin. I have sinned against thy grace and provoked thee to thy face. Narrower until they come to agree with that just judgment of the Lord. I confess thy judgment just. Narrower and narrower until he is bringing them where? Until he is bringing them between those two mountains. With death before them and death after them. And that there is only one expectation. And what is that expectation? That is to go lost. Thus narrower until death that is staring the people in the face. Narrower congregation until that people may experience a wonder from above. In all their impossibility. And when the Lord opens a way through that sea. And then that people, they may go down. And then they may say, let me fall into the hands of the Lord and not into the hands of men. And if I perish, then I perish. Speechless, I thy mercy trust. Oh, narrower, until we may experience salvation for the most wretched and the most guilty and the most polluted sinner here in this world. And there it goes from death to life. In one moment, how? That is by that blessed deliverance of the Lord from above. Oh, there they may taste something of that eternal life in the midst of death. The Lord Jesus says, straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life. Oh, there they come, congregation, into a large place. That is on that narrow way. Oh, that is a place where they may come, even in that wilderness. Oh, that is as an oasis. And there it is not narrow anymore. Oh, it becomes for that people so wide. They come up to the other side of the sea, and what do they see? All their enemies, they are lying dead there upon that seashore. Their congregation, it is so wide for their people. David says, the Lord, he hath set my feet in a large room. It is in that place that may people may experience a little bit of the liberty of the sons of God. I cried unto God, and he heard me, and he set my feet in a large place. Oh, there is a place where sin abounds. And there is also a place, in the life of that people where grace that does so much more abound. And then there is room. Then there is room not for my sin alone, no. But then there is room, congregation, for the sins of this whole world. Oh, we will end. We will end on that way as a sinner that is saved by grace. It is a people that will sign with Huntington SS. And there is a people, and that will sing forever, not unto us, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory. When they come to the end of that narrow way, congregation, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. It is a little flock. It is a little remnant. Why? We don't choose it. Never. Never. There is one hope that is in God. One hope that is a sovereign, one-sided work of a powerful, of an almighty God. No, we choose what Saul chose. To obey the Lord, no. To drag Agag behind him, that he may receive the honor of men. No, we choose what the rich young ruler chose. Sell everything. Give to the poor and follow the Lord Jesus. No. Agrippa, he says, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Paul, speak a little more. Say it a little different way. Maybe you can persuade him. No. No, Agrippa. Never. You may be persuaded to go along with the outward Christianity, but you can never be persuaded to enter through that straight gate and to walk upon that narrow way. Why not? Means I have to die. The devil said skin for skin. All that a man hath, will he give for his life? There he spoke the truth. Congregation, whosoever shall save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life for my sake, he shall find it. Oh, blessed, blessed people that are pressed. Blessed people who are brought upon that narrow way, that are kept upon that narrow way. It is all from above. Have we not a place to go for it? So I cannot change my heart. Oh, lay that before the Lord. Say, boys and girls, Lord, choose. Choose that way. No. I cannot choose that way. I will not choose that way. I have an evil heart. I do not love thee. Lord, convert me. That is our only hope and our only expectation. Oh, may we be given a place at that throne of grace of him who is so mighty, so mighty, that he can speak one word, and then we shall be healed. Then we shall be brought through that straight gate, and we shall walk upon that narrow way. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, O convert us. Lord, who shall choose it? No, never, we will never choose it. Lord, our only hope and our only expectation is in thee. We have an evil heart. We have a heart that loves the world. We have a heart that loves the broad way. Oh, become too strong for us. And wilt thou cast out that strong man armed? Oh, have mercy upon us. Wilt thou be with us further in this day? Go with us to our homes. Bring us with desire in thy house again in this afternoon hour. Help him that will read in this afternoon. Wilt thou give thy spirit in a rich measure upon that red word? Help us also in the preaching. In the sister congregation, bless thy word. Forgive our many, many sins. For Jesus' sake, amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter number 79, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. And my God, it was thy grace that did my strength supply. When thou didst hide thy face, sore troubled then was I. To thee I cried, O Lord, to thee I made my supplicating plea. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter number 79.
See you. my lips employ, so shall my tongue through life adore and praise thy name
Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.